T Mobile. MKN4TFW. How you doing?
Doing well. Seems like we're going to have to try to stay dry today.
Today, when's the rain supposed to move in?
They were showing about 1 o'clock.
Yeah. I've got to head down to my brother-in-law's house right after work today, so it looks like I might be driving in the rain.
I'm off the coast, supposed to make landfall around Myrtle Beach about 8 tonight, I think.
Roger that. Is it still just a tropical storm, or does it go on back up to a hurricane?
Well, they were kind of showing when it got off of the coast of Savannah it'd be a hurricane again, but they're not really sure.
That, well, guess we'll see what takes place with that one. How'd your weekend go?
Yeah, it was a good weekend. It wasn't too bad. Just, I got some grass cut and a couple of things done around the house.
After that, yeah, it'll be probably grass cutting time for me towards the end of this week. I'd like to push that off as long as possible, but hopefully it won't be too bad whenever I get around to it.
That rain will make sure that it's good and deep when you go to cut it.
Grass cut was after a couple, 3 days or so of some good rains, and then let it sit for about 2 days after that, and man, it shot up in those 2 days when I was letting it sit after that to dry out. Man, it shot up big time. And that was a good workout for the mower that day.
Is the yard looking like a mess, or you got to bag it all, right?
Roger that. It's for the week.
I guess today we start back doing the reports and that like we used to do, so that'll take a few minutes and that, but I guess today'll set the mood for the week.
Well, hopefully it'll be a good one, and nothing crazy comes up, so it'll be a nice smooth week for you.
Thanks on that one. Trader Jeep in for another Jeep on Saturday.
End up getting
four-door Jeep, but the colors that blue, teal, green or whatever that they got out, she got one of those, and at this time with a hard top that has like a retractable soft top, because she just couldn't really go anywhere or do any shopping from store to store because everything was in the canvas top and it was too accessible.
Roger that. Yeah, man, I love Jeeps. Me and my dad had worked on a bunch growing up, and we always had one at the house, and now we got into the older stuff, the CJs and whatnot, but I like those Wranglers, those new ones. Those are nice. I'd really like to have one of them four-door ones.
Nice. We got it because it could get the three car seats in the back for the grandkids, you know, so that worked out good for us. And now that, you know, the other Jeep, the top, you had to, you know, unlatch it, and then you had to fold it back manually, and Susan couldn't do it by herself, so this one, you just push a button, and it retracts back however much you want it to, and so she can really enjoy it in the evenings coming home from work.
That's wild. That's cool. Man, I'm happy for her. I know that's exciting. Yeah, those things are fun. I didn't know that you could do three car seats in the back of one of them. That's pretty impressive. I didn't think there was as much room back there for that. What I was really interested in is how much room is behind that rear seat. You know, I haven't done any. I drove one of them four-door Wranglers years ago, but, man, that was so long ago, I don't really remember about the interior much. But, you know, we kind of have stayed away from trying to do anything with one of those just for hauling stuff around, but, you know, it's just a space thing.
I got maybe a good cubic yard anyway back there, maybe a little more.
That's not too bad. I really like I know a lot of people don't like them, but I really like them Gladiator trucks that they're doing. I think those are pretty neat. I wouldn't mind having one of those either.
Yeah, but they're really proud of them. And they were nice. They were real, real nice. And that, you know, with the sliding back glass and everything, they were really nice. And that this Jeep, you know, the old Jeep, it had the, you know, the plastic back window and that. And it just made it aggravating because when you put something in the back, you had to open a tailgate. And then if it was too tall, you know, you had to roll up the plastic to get to it. This one's at least got a back hatch glass that you can open.
Poor POT. Yeah, no, that's nice. I mean, all those things are just make it user-friendly.
Pretty decent gas mileage, maybe about 23 on the highway, so that's not too bad. KN4 TFW.
One that's got any of the bells and whistles on the four-wheel drive, like has it got lockers or anything like that?
That, you know, you just move the shifter and it goes in, but then it was the Oscar Mike edition and that, so it's got all the bells and whistles that just about that you can do. It's got more charging ports in it than you can imagine. It's got, you know, heated seats and like I said, the retractable roof and the navigation system, and it's just got a bunch of bells and whistles. And this one's at least got the power windows and the power door locks. You know, the old one, it was all manual, and so it really wasn't real safe for her when she was, you know, going out to the car late at night at work and that. So this one will be a lot better for her.
That is super cool. That is super cool. I know she's excited. There's no doubt. Man, that's neat.
Star on the hood.
That's super cool. Just out one of those Gladiators just a couple weeks ago, just for fun. And yeah, you're right, man. They are proud of those.
One in, you know, in the high 30s or, you know, low 40s, if you don't want all the bells and whistles, if you get on that Auto Trader and we looked at them for 200 mile radius and that, and they probably only had 10 that were manual on that, but she decided she wanted an automatic this time rather than a manual because her knee's starting to bother her again.
That's good. Yep, get what you want, make it where it's fun to drive.
That turbo diesel in it this year.
The one that she got, is it one of those new turbo four cylinders?
The six is a 3.6 liter.
Oh, a lot of the new stuff that they're doing is got that turbo four cylinder in it, which I thought was odd, but I've heard a lot of people like it really well, but I thought that was interesting that they were doing that.
It'd be transmission in it, and it's got something there. If you roll up to a red light, it goes ahead and shuts off as long as you got your foot on the brake.
For that, my mom's got one that does that, took her a little bit of getting used to having that. Of course, I was driving around in a hybrid for a while, so I'm used to things shutting off.
As long as, you know, the temperature outside isn't too hot or you're not calling for cooling too much on the inside, you can actually push a button and turn it off, but you have to turn it off every time you crank it up.
That's exactly how my mom's setup is and hers. It works good that way. I mean, it works pretty seamlessly. I was impressed with it. Hers is a Kia. It's one of them new bigger SUVs they got. I'm forgetting the name of it now. But it works pretty seamlessly.
She'd like it, but she got to where she likes it pretty good now.
Cool. Well, tell her I'm extremely happy for her. I know that's fun and exciting. But I'm rolling up, so I'm going to jump out of here. I think Mike's supposed to work today, so maybe he'll come on in here in just a little bit. But 7-3s to you. Have a great day today and stay safe. And I hope everything goes real nice and smooth for you. And then hopefully we'll catch you in the morning. So 73 is KK4POT.
Yeah, 73, Tim. Have a good day and try to stay dry and safe, and I hope to catch you in the morning, KN4TFW.
Jack C. Mobile.
KN4TFW.
Open you up by yourself this morning.
Catch him by 15 seconds.
To this weekend.
Other than Mama traded her Jeep for another Jeep.
Another Jeep?
Yeah, she got a newer one this time. It, you know, the one she had was a bottom line and everything was manual. And so this time she got something that was a little bit nicer. That way, it, you know, it had electronic door locks and everything, and she'll be a little bit safer at work. And it's got a hard, well, I think, I don't want to say it's got a hard top, but it's got a retractable top on it. But it's, you know, it's a lot more secure than just a canvas.
She has.
A Wrangler, but it was manual transmission, manual door locks, manual windows, and everything. So you had to, you know, go around and lock everything and unlock everything with a key.
In the good old days there.
Yeah, I heard that. It didn't even have Bluetooth, and that was aggravating on a trip.
Another Wrangler?
Yeah, she just got the newer model Wrangler and that, and with trading that one in, since they hold their value, the payment's $1 a month more.
Wow, that ain't bad.
Yeah, they were having a sale. They were coming off about $8,000 off of some of them.
And you couldn't talk them down off that dollar?
That was all I could do to get that much. And I told him, I said, this is where I got to be. Well, what about this? It's like, no, this is where I got to be.
Just sell it for what it's worth instead of trying to get a little bit more out of it.
Pretty much stuff to it, you know what I mean? When they get there, it's like, you know, the final price is twice the MSRP.
A new car that's 1999. I mean, I bought used cars. I bought, you know, of course, I bought my Prius, but I bought Shelley's Pilot back in 2013. That's been a good car, man. She loves that car. We take it on trips. That's a comfortable car to have.
I think this truck I'm driving right now is about the longest I ever held on to one, and it's a 2014.
And back when you could find a $200 car sitting around, and there used to be a slew of them back when I was a younger guy, I'd buy one, run it back and forth to work, the little tires wore off of it, get rid of it, buy another one. It was about cheaper to get another car than it was to get tires. Of course, I wasn't as interested in gas fuel mileage back then, and I was just willing to drive absolute total junk. I remember buying a car for the engine, had a 350 Rocket in it. The entire inside of the car had been stripped except for the driver's seat. There was no rear seat, no dash, no, I mean, you got in it, it was just metal and wires, and I drove that thing for 3 or 4 months before I ever pulled the engine out of it, drove it back and forth to work. That was a good driving car. That was a good engine, real good engine. I pulled an exploded diesel engine out of my wife's car and put that gas engine in it, and that thing was nice.
Definitely over. You can't hardly find a $200 car anymore, for sure.
One sitting in somebody's yard and weeds growed up around it, I'd stop and ask them if they wanted to get rid of it. And normally, you know, I wouldn't get anything with engine issues, but if it had like the brake, I bought one, the brakes were locked down, and just several different odds and ends, but used to, you could get one under five easily.
I don't mind working on an older vehicle than that, but man, I hate doing anything to these newer vehicles. It just is so much stuff on it that just really isn't necessary.
The other day, you know, the diesel, trucking was an industry that, as far as mechanic-wise, went decades without a whole lot of change. But now, back in the 90s, they went electronic. And then as the years progress, now they're almost like automotive. There's a ton of electronic stuff in there, you know, with the driver assist program and this, that, and the other, and the way the air conditioning system's monitored and operated and controlled. Most everything's computer now.
It's with a computer. When it gets really hot and then really cold and hot and cold and on and off and that, they just can't hold up to that kind of weather.
Getting your wife a new Jeep, or newer Jeep to you guys. What else do you do this weekend?
That's about it. She had to work in the evenings, and that was about it. And it rained, I think. I think it rained both days, and that here at the house.
Saturday I can from dusk to dawn. I mean, I just wide open. I got up, started canning, and canned all the way up to 10 o'clock in the evening. Did me a couple of venison recipes. I got a venison roast soaking in some brine. I'm going to do a corn, like instead of corned beef, it'd be corn venison. I got it soaking in brine for about 7 days. I did it. I cut up four deer steaks, thick steaks. Them steaks are about 2 inches thick. I cut those up into 1x2 squares and canned that deer meat. It's the first time I've ever canned meat, so it's just all new to me. I kind of messed that up a little bit, but I ate a bowl. You know, we opened up 2 jars last night. I canned 4 jars of deer meat, and I didn't do the lids right because I had broth in the water when I got through canning. I think I got them on there too tight, and so it wasn't able to push it. Just, and I had the jars too full. That was another thing. But that deer meat turned out pretty good. I got it for lunch. I got some of it for lunch today.
How it would turn out. I mean, you know, supposed to cook it in the jar, like you said. Yeah, but it's definitely, you got to leave that head space so it can do its thing.
I had some pieces of meat left over, and it wasn't enough to put in another jar. And so I told my wife, because I think you got those jars too full. I said, I do too, but was, you know, I'm not going to cook this up so late at night. I said, I'm not going to cook this up. So I'm just going to push it down in here. We're learning. And we did. But it sure does taste good. We pulled it out, put it in a saucepan, made some brown gravy in there, put a beef bouillon cube in, and got all that simmered. And then we poured it over rice. It was pretty good.
Some of the broth out of the jar is still sealed, right?
Deer steak was marbled with fat, and there was about a 3/8 layer of fat in the top of the jar. And the jar lid did suck down, but when I unscrewed the rings, you know, they had fat, you know, cold oil, where that fat had come out. They had it in the thread, so I knew it. I don't trust that, because if the fat came between that seal and the glass, most likely bacteria can go back into that jar. So we just put them in the refrigerator. We're going to eat them. I learned a lesson. I'll do better next time, I promise.
That's what it was all about, right? Getting it down, the system down right before you really needed it.
Oh, yeah, because I plan on, that deer's so good, I'm probably going to can this first deer I get this year, I'll can the whole thing.
Yeah, the freezer space, and if the power goes out, it isn't a catastrophe. You don't lose everything.
Steer, for about $850, that's being housed on a farm up in Tennessee, and, February, we plan on having it butchered, and I do have to have room in my freezer, and that's basically what I was canning, was everything in my freezer. My wife had put flour and rice and that kind of thing in the freezer, and it was just taking up too much room, so I'm trying to, I still got some deer meat in there. I'm going to work on canning what I can out of that. You know, I canned, dry canned some, we're dehydrating the peas and carrots and, you know, those frozen bags of vegetables, and dehydrating those and then dry canning them. Trying to make room for that, beef, for February.
Sounds like you guys are trying to be self-sufficient there.
Good deal on some beef and, I'm probably gonna split this. I'm gonna split it up with my son-in-law's. I won't get that whole thing. There's no way. I'd have to buy two more freezers.
Yeah, my freezer's pretty full right now. I'm trying to get it down a little bit lower, so hopefully I can go deer hunting this year.
Well, if you're talking food, send it on over this way, KM4NAC. Good morning, guys.
Good morning, Ed, KN4TFW.
Now, there's a man that can shoot a deer off his front porch. No problem at all. Morning, Ed, KK4NXC.
Tell you what, that grand boy of mine, Cody, he jumping up and down, won't sit on the porch of deer hunting. I told him, I said, if you're going to be a hunter, you got to be in the woods, not in a rocking chair.
Haul that rocking chair across the street and picked him up a nice place.
I got me a pet coon, so he keeps coming back and waiting on me to come out the door at night, along with the cat. Now,
how long?
Bother the cat, and the cat don't bother him. So he hangs out and gets his little handful of food.
I didn't have him tear up something.
Trash bag the other day that, my granddaughter took out of her car and threw on the front porch for me to take off and didn't tell me where it was, and I got to clean it up today and make a run to the dump. Those wild hogs up there on Muddy Acres look like they sort of moved out for a little while, so nobody's been able to see any here in the last couple of months. I don't know if they moved out or somebody killed them out or what.
At the property up there, ain't it?
Look, they were tearing his dams up. He's got two big old ponds, two big dams. They were working on them. I got planned up for a day. After I do my dump run, I'm probably going to sit around and take it easy if it gets real hot.
I'm going to try to stay cool today.
No, today's the first week to start back with all those reports I used to have to do, so I gotta try to remember how to do that.
No problems with that.
Like, once you've done it, you never forget it.
Yeah, you guys.
I'd ride a bike right now, I'd probably fall over. What deal did you get into? I just got done cutting the radio on when you mentioned you got in and got you a good deal.
A deer I bought up on a friend of mine's farm up in Tennessee.
Next time he takes one out, let me know. I might buy one from him myself.
gonna butcher that thing come sometime in February, I think.
Everybody coming over to my house just about every day and eat supper, I need to go buy two or three of them.
It lasts too long at your house.
Seriously thinking about cooking up some good old fried chicken, chicken gravy, fries, and have some kind of veggie and homemade biscuits for supper tonight.
Excuse-wise, it's late this time, right? KN4TFW.
Form, they fixed to move everything back to Gastonia, North Carolina. They're tired of him being late all the time.
How are you?
They dropped the papers off to pass them out to the different drops and stuff. It's about an hour and 15 minutes away from there. So, you know, if he gets there early, that means I'll be getting the papers early. Just, I'm fixing to jump out and check my mail. I never did get it out of the box Saturday.
Hold on, Mike.
But, gonna do some babysitting on Tim's kids tonight. I'm off tomorrow, so we'll have them a good part of the morning tomorrow.
With grandkids, right?
No, them boys, though, are high energy, man. They'll wear your tail out.
Yeah, they make us realize how old we really are, right?
I'm going to wrestle and whoop up on me. But my wife, normally, the last couple times they've over, she's had them doing some crafts, and that's been good. She bought them these little kits where you put these plastic beads together in the shape of something, different colors and whatnot. And you put an iron on top of them, they melt together, and they make these little figures, animals, and different things. So they got a kick out of that.
I learned something besides video games. We'd ride a bike up there at your house, but man, that driveway would be a killer.
It's pretty rough, gravel. It's not a good bike ride area.
Down.
Heck on the way down.
Get over to the home place across the road and let you see the dirt road I used to ride my bike down.
Just do that.
Get out of here and get ready to get in there, so I'll say 73 to both of you, and hope you guys have an awesome day and stay safe, and so I'll try to catch you guys tomorrow morning, KN4TFW.
173, be careful and going home, and have a good one.
And I hope your wife enjoys that new vehicle, and you have a good work day, be careful, 73's to you, and have a great rest of the day and top of the morning to you, KK4NXE.
I have a busy day today, Mike, or you think it's going to be pretty light?
Oh, no, it'll be busy.
You'll get lucky and it won't be so bad.
There's two of us there today that'll be helping out in the shop, and then I'm off tomorrow, so I'm hoping the day goes by pretty quick.
Stay busy, then just sit around.
That's a day that'll drag on through eternity.
For having days like that myself.
And, fed that raccoon till he's a pet.
In that way, he'll sit at the bottom of the steps and wait on me to put it out, and then he'll ease these up when I go, when I either walk by them or go back in the house. They get a little bit at night and a little bit every morning.
Don't get jealous.
Man, him. He about got on her head the other night.
Mama's gonna whoop your tail when you get that racket straight. He's eating the tape.
I want to see her face when he knocks on the door like some of them done on Facebook when the bowl's empty. Watch him close. Make sure he ain't got no rabies. If he starts acting funny, I'll take care of him.
People doing.
All right. That new great-grandson, he gets spoiled worse and worse.
Imagine.
Get lucky, and when we get together again, they'll let me bring him and show him off.
Me?
Miss Shelley wouldn't complain.
She'd get a kick out of that. That'd be the highlight of her night. Spiders, snakes, alligators. If it's weird, she really likes it. But she likes, regular animals too. But she used to handle tarantulas for the kids at the science center. And I wouldn't do that. I'm not letting them things crawl on me.
Spiders don't like snakes, don't like lizards. And alligator, I love them fried.
Gator. I've had barbecue gator. I'd have to, man, you don't know anybody that's got any fried gator, do you?
Go to Saskatoon's in Greenville and get what they call gator bites, and it's fried.
I might have to do that. I've never had fried gator. I do like gator meat, though.
Talk Harold into talking to one of his buddies that still works for U.S. Foods and see what a case of gator bites would cost.
I think it was, wasn't it U.S. Foods that was delivering, I asked them where Aunt Sue's, where they got their frog legs, and I think it was U.S. Foods delivered those to them.
Just find out when I talk to him today. Got him a great old big fancy hunting knife for his birthday and couldn't wait and went ahead and gave it to him last week. Him and Daryl's birthday's on the 9th of this month. It's hard to believe he'll be 43 years old.
Gotta make you feel old.
Does a little bit, but I ain't gonna let it slow me down.
Mine aren't far behind that.
Grandkids start coming.
I'll live that long.
Gee, you outlive me.
You've been pretty tough.
You know me, I ain't gonna go down without a fight. While I think about it, I bought some stuff to get rid of this kudzu and stuff around my house. You want some of it?
What is it?
Roundup Pro. It's kudzu and stuff.
I don't have a speck of kudzu on my property, nowhere near around my property, so hopefully it stays that way. I really wouldn't need it, I don't think, but if I do, I'll definitely get in touch with you.
No, I mean, it kills other stuff, too. I'm going to work around the edge of the house and so forth and so on with that, too, but it makes... This gallon that I bought is pellets, and the way you mix it, it makes like 70 gallons.
Well, that's pretty cool. Well, listen, I got to jump out. I got to get in there, get on into work. 7-3's to you, Ed. You take care, and I hope you and the coon, the dog, the cat all have a good time today. 7-3's to you, and glad you had a safe evening. Take care. Hopefully we'll talk at you Wednesday. It's KK4NXC, clear on your final.
Yeah. glad you made it in safe. Have a good one. Don't work too hard. And I think I'm going to name that raccoon Mike, just for spite.
So have a good one. 73 KM4 NAP. Be cleared. And have a good one, my friend.
Bill, you can call him Mike.